Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 27th of November, recording at 8:31 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a very happy Thanksgiving Day to all of our U.S. subscribers. And now a quick look at today's highlights. Asian stock markets were mostly steady. India was closed, I believe, because of the appalling atrocities that had taken place in Mumbai. And Thailand was flat as the political system remains under siege. China was up slightly, but disappointing because it gave up some strong earlier gains in response to the stimulus package. But generally gains. And European markets closed near their highs of the day, showing gains of, between 1.77% and for the UK and higher elsewhere. Now, government bonds, we saw a quiet day here today. Bund futures up slightly, the others down slightly that I can see. Crude oil down a little bit, natural gas down a little bit, precious metals, gold is up $3 as I speak. The sector was generally steady, silver up a little bit at 10:30 as well. Industrial metals mostly lower, but only slightly so. It's a quiet day with Wall Street's main markets closed. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, we have a technical rally underway. For many indices, this represents a successful test of the October lows, and therefore the year-end rally hypothesis is still on track. Obviously, there are many worries regarding the credit and solvency crisis. That's going to drag on, but an awful lot of that has been discounted, as we have been saying. Crucially, also, governments are now, or all major governments, are moving actively and aggressively in terms of support packages. Now, we know that it's going to be a rotten few quarters for corporate profits. We also know that the global economy is still contracting. And so this is a tough environment out there. It's also an environment that's likely to lead to fairly large base formation developments overall. Nevertheless, there is a possibility that we have actually seen the lows for many global stock markets and that the base building process has commenced. Now, to disprove that hypothesis, we would need to see sustained breaks beneath this month's lows and also October's lows. Overall, I think it's a time in which we can nibble in these markets. I don't think we need to pay up, but there are a number of attractive valuations out there. So far, I've been content to do this myself on the basis on a small basis so far and through the spread betting mechanism. But I do that partly for the tax advantage, partly for the leverage, some other personal reasons. My long-term equity positions are in. I just tell you this just so you know what my reasons are for concentrating on the spread betting, because my long-term equity positions that I have currently are entirely in ISA accounts and SIPS accounts. So those are effectively pension investments, which I hope never to draw on. Now, therefore, if I come out, if I close down my account or draw down on my cash account, which I do intend to do at some stage, but when I do that, that will not be in a pensions or ISA account, and therefore I will be subject to the capital gain. So spread betting is an effective means, particularly when I can still get a reasonable yield on the cash account. Okay, more importantly now, what are the other prospects out here? A number of things that we need to watch and to monitor. A very crowded trade is in long-dated government bonds. Now, the people who hold them have done extremely well recently, and they are probably mostly aware that the risks, the longer-term risks, are high. That doesn't mean they can't do better here in the short term, but I think they do need to be aware of the longer-term risks. In the short term, and perhaps medium term, as long as people are more concerned about global recession and deflation than they are about economic recovery, and that's certainly the case today, then these long-dated government bonds are likely to be reasonably steady. There's also a reasonable chance that governments have been lending support to their own bond markets. That does help to recapitalize and banks through the yield curve, as you know. But given the low and declining yields that we see, my feeling is that governments would be insane not to be issuing an enormous amount of debt at these levels, long-term debt. And they certainly need to do that because the deficits for many governments are going to be absolutely enormous, and not least in the United States. UK is in a similar position. So I think that's a very risky sector long term. The interesting bonds are in the corporate area. I think that quite possibly one could begin to nibble in some of those corporate bond funds. But we have some astonishing valuations. Have a look at James Montier's piece today, which Owen has posted. So there are certainly some attractive investment options out there. What we don't know is how long it's actually going to take them to recover. We can't possibly know that at this stage. Now, the U.S. dollar, I don't think I mentioned in my review today, it's a quiet day. It's down just very slightly on the U.S. dollar index, currently at 85.5. Now, technically, it does look to me as if the U.S. dollar has peaked, and it would have to break up to new highs against various different currencies, and again on the U.S. dollar index, to reaffirm what looks like a tired uptrend overall. And beyond question, the U.S. government is printing massive quantities of dollars right now. They need to do that. They're going to go on doing that. And that supply increase will eventually bring the dollar back down. And they need to have the dollar back down, given the perilous position of the U.S. economy. So when that happens, and I think it may well have actually begun to take place, hopefully it's an orderly decline rather than a rout. But what we certainly can expect is for precious metals in dollar prices to do better against that background. And as we pointed out on an almost daily basis, that gold has been a very steady relative performer in here overall. So that's interesting. And Owen has some interesting comments on the ratios of gold shares to gold bullion. And certainly gold shares having been dragged down by the general bear market environment are very cheap today, and some of them have begun to rebound very, very sharply. So that's interesting as well. And also energy contracts. Now, these are very weak. That's very, or have been very weak. They've steadied now more or less, particularly natural gas, which may be in a bottoming out phase. That's my recent trading of it from the long side. I do not expect crude oil to hang around the $50 level indefinitely. And in the next economic upturn, and probably sooner, I expect to see crude oil prices moving back up into the $70-$80 range, hopefully not much beyond that over the medium term. But have a look at the IEA, that's the International Energy Agency. Have a look at their summary report, which I've posted in here today. So I think that there are no grounds for being complacent about the likelihood that crude oil prices will move higher on a longer term basis, and therefore the need to develop alternative energy sources, clean energy, renewable energy, is imperative, to put it mildly, and it is not an effort that should be delayed. I think that's just common sense for anybody who understands and pays attention to what is going on in terms of the supply of oil, who controls it, and the need for cleaner fuels and alternative fuels. And I think that's pretty much it for another day. So I'll end as I usually do by saying all the very best to all of you.